Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus says, "The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." Then some of the scribes and the Pharisees answered him, saying, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." But he answered them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, something greater than Jonah is here." No sign will be given except the sign of the prophet Jonah. You heard how the word of the Lord came to Jonah and told him to go to Nineveh to call out against it, for their evil had come up before the Lord. The righteous had obviously been praying for justice and to be delivered from evil. And God always hears the prayers of his righteous ones, and he always responds to them. He responds not as we might wish him to respond. He responds here by sending a prophet to speak his word to the unrighteous ones, that they would repent and believe. But only moments after the word of the Lord is finished speaking to the appointed prophet of God scurries away and hops the next boat in the opposite direction of Nineveh and those to whom he is supposed to preach. The prophet obviously thought that being on an island in the middle of the Mediterranean could hide him from the presence of the Lord. What a silly prophet. It obviously wasn't just the people of Nineveh then that needed to repent. And so the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea. There was a mighty tempest upon the sea, so that the ship threatened to break apart. And on the ship, each of the men prayed to their gods, and they cast the cargo overboard. But Jonah slept. Then the captain awakened him and told him to pray, "You sleeper, rise from death and pray to your God that we may be saved." They cast lots to see who had brought the evil on board, and the lot fell to Jonah. They asked him many questions. He answered their questions, saying, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Since he had already told them that he was fleeing away from the presence of the Lord, they now asked him what horrible thing he had done. You see, these unbelievers on the boat realized what Jonah didn't seem to really believe, that Jonah's God was really the God of heaven, who made and controlled the sea and who had given the dry land. The prophet Jonah does not recognize God's power, but the unbelievers do. Then, after a while, when they asked Jonah what they should do, he had come to know that he owed his life to the one from whom he was fleeing. "Pick me up," he said, "and hurl me into the sea. Then the sea will quiet down for you. I know it is because of me that this great tempest has come upon you." But they didn't want to do it. They didn't want to cast him over the edge. They rowed hard against the wind, against the waves, against the Lord. But they couldn't get back to the land no matter what they did. So now they all cried out to Jonah's Lord, praying that they would not perish for Jonah's sins, and at the same time, that they would not be found guilty of innocent blood. And they picked him up and hurled him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Now the men who had called upon many false gods just moments earlier feared the one Lord exceedingly, and they offered to him a sacrifice and made vows unto him. And as the men on the boat did this, a great fish that the Lord had appointed came and swallowed Jonah up, and he was gone. Jesus speaks of the sign of Jonah in connection to the day of judgment so that he would be able to go and speak also of the repentance that Jonah was called to preach. Jonah is in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. He is to be in the tomb for the same time. He here calls the scribes and the Pharisees and all those who listen to him to repentance and faith. The world seeks after a sign. Prove that you are God. Do some miraculous thing for us so that our faith may be sure. But no sign will be given except that of Jonah. Repent. Jonah must himself be brought to repentance before he will go and preach in Nineveh. Indeed, no one can preach God's word of repentance or believe that word of God unless he first be brought to repentance and faith. God demands it here of his prophet. He demands it of the sailors on Jonah's boat. He demands it of the people of Nineveh, of the scribes and the Pharisees. He demands it of me, and he demands it of each one of you. He demands that we repent of our sins against him and against our neighbors. He demands that we turn from our evil ways, that we stop running away from him and from his word and from the duties that he has given to us as his holy people. This, dear holy people of God, dear confirmands taking sermon notes, this is the law. You must be holy as the Lord your God is holy. Repent. There is no softening of this law. It cannot be set aside. It must be kept in all of its points without exception. But while there is no softening, while God does not wink at sin, there is an answer to our problem of sin. God has provided a way for us to stand up under the law, a way for us to be righteous and holy in his sight. Here then is the gospel. What God demands, he has already fulfilled in his own Son. Jesus kept the law perfectly, and he did it in your place. Just as the fish got a great stomach ache because Jonah was in his belly and was forced to spew him up on the dry land, so too did death get a stomach ache with Jesus. It could not hold him. It had to spew him forth from the tomb. What holy God demands of you, he has already given to you, and he is working in you. He says, repent. And then he sends a prophet and a storm and a big fish. And then he turns you in repentance that you would believe in him. He does the work. He turns you away from your sin, away from yourself. He turns you toward himself that you may live. It is time again, dear Christians, to embrace this word of God that is working within you. It's time to take a good, hard look at your life and bow your knee and humble yourself and admit that God is true and every man is a liar. And then be turned and repent of the many times that you have failed to speak a Christ-like loving word to your neighbor, to a fellow member of this congregation, to a complete stranger. It's time to repent of running away from God's word and the vocation of Christian that he has given to you. It's time to repent of not praying for those who are persecuted for the faith, of not paying for those who persecute the faithful. It's time to repent of thinking of yourself first and everyone else second. Time to repent of so easily adopting the lies of the devil and the false doctrines of this world. Time to repent of not trusting God's plan. Time to repent for all the times that God has come in second or third or dead last in your checkbooks. It's time to repent of all the excuses that are so close at hand for not often hearing His word and receiving and living in His holy sacraments. God is at work in this word of repentance. He is working this in you. It's a long trip to Tarshish and back. You know the road and the ship far too well, and everyone on board can see that the storm is gathering and that the day of judgment is close at hand. Jesus says that we will all give an account for every careless word. What must we do? The wind is too strong, the waves too big, the shore too far away, my sins too great. The Lord is too strong to fight. He is too almighty to hide from. What can we do? Know for certain that you do not travel this road alone, that the one who sends the storm and the great fish, whose voice the wind and the waves obey, the one who is greater than Jonah, know that he is always with you. Then cast yourself overboard into the swirling mercy of God's baptismal waters, where your sins have been washed away, where you died to yourself and have been raised again from the dead as a new creation, as a believer who fears and loves God and who desires to do His will. Repent of your many sins and hear God's merciful word of absolution. You are forgiven. You are free. Go in peace. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.